News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than two-fifths of 25-year-old Irish men and a third of Irish women are drinking at hazardous levels. This is according to the World Health Organization and a new CSO report on the well-being of young Irish adults. And the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, joins us this morning. First of all, Sheila, just for people listening, what does it mean? Like, what's the definition of hazardous levels? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening in this morning might qualify but don't necessarily know that.
Sure. So the definition of hazardous level, you know, arises from a questionnaire that is administered. It's called the Audit C questionnaire. And basically, it depends on the answers that you give to a series of questions. So there are things like how often do you drink? How much do you drink on a particular occasion? And then the impacts that you might experience from such drinking. So typically, you know, people who might be drinking a lot on a particular occasion, which you might call binge drinking. So that's drinking more than six standard drinks on a particular occasion and doing that on a regular basis and having impacts from that that they themselves are not particularly happy about. So there's the questions are asked, there's a score that comes from it, and when you reach a certain level, then that's described as hazardous drinking. And the results of this are not surprising because they are similar to other surveys that have been carried out across the Irish population, where we see very high levels of binge drinking in the population, which is a particularly hazardous type of drinking.
Okay, so it's binge drinking reasonably regular basis, and then sort of negative coming from that. And you're talking about things like hangovers, aren't you? Like you're too tired to get out of bed, or you feel sick the next day, or all of that kind of stuff. And this would be common enough. There's some really interesting stuff in all of this. For example, it says young men who attend like third level education, they're more likely to do this. So education is not protective. And there's also things like if you engage with team sports, you're more likely to do it too. Is this very much a cultural thing or a peer pressure thing, do you think?
You know, it's a combination of what are the things that drive alcohol consumption. And here in Ireland, you know, what we have is a wide supply of alcohol at pretty cheap prices, which is heavily marketed. And those three things, when you put them together, you find this level of, you know, hazardous drinking. And as a result of that, you know, some years back ago, 2018, the government would have passed regulations or legislation called the Public Health Alcohol Act, which is all about trying to reduce the level of alcohol consumption. And indeed, through a combination of things like minimum unit pricing, some restrictions, some modest restrictions on advertising, it has been starting to bring about some modest reductions in alcohol consumption, but we have an awful long way to go. And, you know, as a result of that, you know, when you see the results of the survey, you know that there's such a need for that Public Health Alcohol Act to be fully implemented. And that's why we're actually particularly concerned, you know, at comments recently from senior government ministers that that they might not go ahead with all aspects of it, including, for example, labelling of alcohol
products. Yeah, there's been quite a pushback politically on the labelling, hasn't it? Particularly because of, I suppose, this is the era of Donald Trump, this is the era of tariffs, and they don't want Irish alcohol going into the US with labelling on it that says alcohol is a carcinogen, alcohol is dangerous or what have you, when other alcohol doesn't have that on it, and they feel that it would be detrimental to our, I suppose, alcohol industry here. Is that fair to say?
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing.
Hold the line!
All the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
Well, you know, that's actually something of a red herring because the legislation only applies to products which are sold in Ireland and it doesn't have any impact on products which are exported. And as it is, you know, alcohol producers already produce different labels for the US market than they do for products
sold in
Ireland.
So all the stuff we're hearing about tariffs being the reason for this is not the case?
No, it's not the case. And, you know, it is part of a very long running campaign by the global alcohol industry against these modest measures to inform the public about the risks from alcohol.
OK, with regard to other aspects of public health and what needs to happen, Sheila, obviously this is your bailiwick, but What other changes do you think would influence how we drink? Because I know what you're saying, it's about, it's freely, not freely available, excuse me, but relatively cheaply available, but it's far cheaper elsewhere and they don't seem to drink like us. So is there still a cultural, I suppose, norm around heavy drinking here that needs to be challenged?
Well, you know, I would question just what you said there about it being, you know, far cheaper elsewhere. There was a survey done by the OECD actually a few years ago that found that alcohol in Ireland was much, much more affordable in Ireland compared with other OECD countries, because it's not just the price of alcohol. It's actually, you know, what is your disposable income there. But a hugely important thing is to put restrictions on the advertising of alcohol, which very much at the moment portrays alcohol as a risk-free product, an everyday item. So it's not surprising that people do drink at hazardous levels when they don't have any sense of the risk that actually arises from that. So again, another part of the Public Health Alcohol Act are restrictions on the content of alcohol advertisements. And, you know, that was passed in 2018 and we still haven't seen that measure come into play yet. And what it would do would be to strip out the myths that we get from alcohol advertising that, as I say, you know, puts it forward as a risk-free product and replace it with purely factual ads saying things like, you know, where, how much it is, where can you buy it, whatever, and things like that. But it would also, and importantly, have to carry the same warnings that would be on the alcohol labelling regulations that we were just talking about. So, you know, it's a package of measures. They're modest, but they are having some impact. They would have much, much more impact if they were all implemented and implemented coherently. And we're really calling on the Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, to, you know, prioritise this piece of legislation, make sure that it is fully implemented. You know, the Minister has often commented on, you know, pressures on ED departments, and we know that 30% of presentations to emergency departments are as a result of alcohol, particularly through hazardous drinking of alcohol.
Look, thank you very much for all of that this morning. That is the CEO there of Alcohol Action Ireland, Dr. Sheila Gilheeny. Let us know what you think about it. I still think there's something cultural. I know certainly when I was in Spain recently and I was in San Sebastian and you could buy wine for 130 or 150 a glass. And even with changes in income between us and Spain, Shane, it was dirt cheap. And yes, there is a different culture.
Yeah, you can. There's absolute access to alcohol. The vending machines where you can buy alcohol.
You also buy alcohol everywhere, in a cafe where we would have to have licensed premises.
And you do not see people stumbling around the streets.
It's different. It is different. Let us know what you think about all that out there this morning. Very interesting stuff, particularly stuff about more likely to drink if you're on a team, more likely to drink if you're in university. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.